Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Were you expecting more from last year's alfalfa yields? Did your plants get enough time to winterize in the fall? Do you have concerns about stand winter kill? Evaluating your alfalfa stand in the spring is key to planning management and setting expectations for this upcoming year. As stands begin to green up, alfalfa stand assessment can be completed using a hay square as a quick and easy way to look at the overall stand health. While we call it a hay square, square or circle shapes work equally as well. A 17 by 17 inch square or a 19 inch in diameter circle is the size that is needed. Next, we need to determine what to count. There are two options when evaluating your stand. First, by the number of plants per square foot, typically recommended for new stands planted last fall, or second, by the number of stems for established stands. Stem counts will more accurately predict yield compared to plant numbers. However, either method will provide information for making management decisions. Next, pick 4 to 5 random areas in your field to sample. Then count the number of plants or stems that will be harvested, typically anything over 6 inches in height, to determine your count. Next, we divide these numbers by 2 to get stems or plants per square foot. For established stands, having 4 to 5 healthy plants per square foot or 55 stems per square foot would warrant a productive and healthy stand. Stem counts below 55 see a significant decrease in dry matter production. For stands planted last fall, you'll see more plants per square foot compared to stems. Remember, a good rule of thumb is that for every pound of seed planted, expect 3 to 5 plants. New plantings that contain fewer than 12 plants per square foot may need to be reseeded. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.